Well, hello everybody, and this is Louise Eddington, the Cosmic Owl of Cosmic Owl Astrology. And I'm going to take my time with this video because Pluto is dipping into Aquarius tomorrow morning on March the 23rd and will be in Aquarius until June the 11th. Then we'll retrograde back into Capricorn. And then we'll go into Aquarius again on January the 20th until September the 1st, 2024, with a quick dip back into Capricorn. And then we'll move into the sign of Aquarius permanently until 2043 on on November the 19th, 2024. And I'm going to kind of explore what might happen. But the first thing I'm going to say is we don't really know, but we're getting some signs of things already. And I'll talk about what I kind of feel happening, and I'll give you some big aspects that are coming up with Pluto. I actually looked quite a few years ahead, so I don't want to baffle you, but I am going to kind of give you a little bit of an overview, all right, of what could come. So, first of all, I'm going to look back. Okay, so when Pluto moves through a sign, it's a long journey of collective transformation. And, it will affect the area of your chart where Aquarius is. So, go to astro.com or astro-seek.com and find the symbol of Aquarius, the two waves under each other, and look about and just Google that house placement. Choose whatever house placement works for you, house system works for you, and look where Aquarius is in your chart. But Pluto in Aquarius tends to bring the more collective changes. Also, if you are having a if you are an Aquarius or have a lot of placements in Aquarius, please don't dread Pluto transits. I've had Pluto transiting over lots of planets in my chart and my ascendant and my midheaven, and Pluto transits are rewarding. So I'm going to give you, first of all, the my favorite phrase for a Pluto transit is that Pluto takes away what you thought was your power and leaves you with what is truly your power. And now I'm just going to do a quick look back. All right. So I'm only going to go really back to, well, we can go back to Pluto in Leo a little bit. The Pluto in Leo period was post-war. It was kind of the GI Bill and the teenagers and having a lot of fun and all that kind of thing. The term teenager was created under under Pluto in Leo generation. It was kind of the little kings and queens, really, of the teenagers. Before that, people, teenagers were pretty much kind of sent out to work. They were kind of like chattels in the household, pretty much. Well, I'm kind of exaggerating a little bit, but let's have fun with this because this is a big change we're going into. Then from 1958 to 1970 came my generation. We had Pluto in Virgo, which is really Generation X. And Pluto's time in Virgo really kind of coincided with the slow decimation of the workforce in manufacturing. And it came to automation. Virgo is very much about skills. It's about kind of it's Mercury ruled, so it definitely is ruled kind of technology and automation. In 1961, robots were introduced in the Ford Motor Company. The term automation originated with the Ford Motor Company, but it was 1961 that robots were introduced in this. And I have to thank astro.nu for this summation. And assembly lines kind of came into place. All right. That's very Virgo and very kind of automated, very kind of drudgy, very all that kind of thing. And also the service sector, because people were moving out of manufacturing, the service sector began to grow between 1958 and 1970, We can see that looking back in history. We are not really going to get the full extent of what's been happening with Pluto and Capricorn for a while as we look back, but we will. But then in 1971, Pluto, until 1984, Pluto was in Libra. You'll see that these time periods are not the same for everyone because Pluto's orbit is not it's elliptical, which means it spends longer in some signs than others. But Pluto in Libra, 71 to 84. This was a re-evaluation of gender politics and personal relationships. Pluto in Libra generation is said to be the power couple generation, but really, you think about it, the term permissive society came into our mind. Divorce rates rose, marriage breakups really increased. Feminism came, all the gender politics really rose up from 71 to 84. Women's rights as a philosophy came and striving for gender equality. And equality is a really Libran word. And that really started to rise in that Libra time. Pluto in Scorpio, 1984 to 1986. With Pluto in Scorpio, Pluto's said to be the modern ruler of the sign Scorpio. We kind of felt like we were facing Armageddon. Ronald Reagan was even quoted as saying that we might be the generation that sees Armageddon. And we had a lot of scaremongering of this time. Coming through into popular culture, all the apocalyptic kind of war games and the day after and all that kind of thing came out during that time. People looked at the dark side of life. There was a lot of talk about and hysteria about satanic ritual abuse. And suddenly they kind of didn't carry on, although they did stay in the mind of some people. We even had the time of the satanic messaging in music that was said to be there. And the AIDS epidemic came through Pluto in Scorpio. Scorpio is very much associated with sexuality and shadow and dark. It's very Plutonic in nature. The Pluto in Sagittarius period, which was 1996 to 2008. Interestingly, that's when I had Pluto going over all my Sagittarius planets, and Sagittarius is expansion globally. And in that period, I moved through three continents. But apart from that, let's look at what happened globally. Well, Sagittarius rules religion. So Pluto going into the sign of Sagittarius, we had a lot of rising of the evangelicals, the Christian right that really started to rise up with Pluto in Sagittarius. We had fatwas, by Islamic fatwas, holy war against the US by Osama bin Laden during that period. We actually had the 9/11 attacks. So we kind of had this religious intolerance come up. We also saw Pluto in Sagittarius brought to an awareness of abuses in many religions as well as a rise of this kind of dogmatic kind of energy really rose up. All right, so that was during Pluto in Sagittarius, and then we moved into Pluto in Capricorn in 2008, and we are now leaving Pluto in Capricorn, and today is the last day of Pluto in Capricorn before we start to feel the Aquarius energy as I do this. Pluto in Capricorn, we've seen, well, as soon as Pluto moved into Capricorn, we had the collapse in the financial collapse at the end of 2008. And structures and banks collapsed and people lost their houses, and Capricorn is very much kind of about patriarchal power structures of all kinds, governments, political elites, all that kind of thing, police forces. We've seen a big, you know, a sign of defund the police and things like that. And I'm not trying to advocate for anything in these talks, by the way. I'm just saying what we've seen. And we're still seeing the fallout because we've got, you know, till the end of 2024, when Pluto finally leaves Capricorn, and often those end degrees are really challenging, and we've just had some more banks collapse, and we're still kind of under this threat, and we're kind of under a war between institutions, governmental institutions. We've got this war between very conservative kind of patriarchal structures and more permissive patriarchal structures in the West. Okay. And Pluto's exposing darkness and corruption in all of those things. And so, you know, we're seeing all that, and we're yet to, I think, have the fallout of many of this. But we did have the Arab Spring and so on, and Occupy Wall Street and things like that with Pluto in the sign of Capricorn. Now the we'll move to Pluto in Aquarius now. Well, first Aquarius. Aquarius is, let's talk about, well, Pluto like reveals what's not working. Pluto takes away what you thought was your power and leaves you with what is truly your power. And Pluto was only in Capricorn from 2008 to 2024. So that was quite a quick journey through it. And I'm going to talk about why it was such a stressful journey in a minute. But I want to give you a glimpse of what we've got to come. Aquarius is a very different energy, even though both Capricorn and Aquarius are traditionally Saturn ruled. Aquarius does have an authoritarian nature to it, which I think we could see more of as well. But the polarities are stronger because Aquarius is also ruled in modern parlance by the planet Uranus, which is rebellion and innovation and new things. And I've always said Aquarius is kind of this odd mixture of the traditional, the very conservative, and the very modern and futuristic. And my hope, of course, is that we're going to integrate both over 20 years. And I kind of think we're going to have to, or we're all going to die. Aquarius, to my mind, is also very much about kind of the internet and connections and alliances and people finding their people. It's a little bit more, not a very PC word to say, but a little bit more tribal, people finding their people and coming together in that community and making different alliances. And Aquarius is very much about equality and freedom and innovative ideas as well. If we think about the last time Pluto was in Aquarius, from 77 till the end of the 18th century, moved in and out from 1797 to 1799, we had revolutions. We had the French Revolution. We had kind of the US was founding as a new country, and it had already kind of had its revolution, but it was really kind of settling and creating what it wanted to be. We had other revolutions. We had the Industrial Revolution beginning under Pluto in Aquarius. So we could have revolutionary signs, but history doesn't repeat, it rhymes. So I wanted to look back a little bit to that Pluto in Aquarius period. And I'm only going to do a brief one, and I'm not going to share charts for this. This Pluto in Aquarius, we had what was called the Great Mutation, which was the final conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn at zero Aquarius, where Pluto is going to move to tomorrow and sit for 80 days. Okay, this year, and is going to keep going back and forth over that degree five times. and that started 200 years of Great conjunctions. The great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn happens every 20 years. We had 1980, we had a great conjunction in Libra. Then we went back to Earth. And then we finally went to air on December the 21st, 2020. So we all had already getting an indication of what's coming. And that was at 0 degree of Aquarius, which incidentally Venus and Mars were also conjunct at on March the 6th, 2022. So this 0 degree Aquarius this time has been highlighted by a great mutation into 200 years of air. And now we're going to move into 248 years of Pluto, of change with Pluto moving into Aquarius. It will move before it moves back into Aquarius again. So all our lifetimes, right? We're in air. Well, last time Pluto moved into the sign of Aquarius back in 1777, we were in a fire age of air, a great mutation of fire, and we moved into Earth during that time. We left the last fire conjunction was of Jupiter and Saturn was in 1821, and in 1842 we moved fully into Earth, and we are just leaving, or we've just left that Earth conjunction. And great mutations, Jupiter and Saturn in Earth, have been a very materialistic time. They've been about raping the Earth. They've been about what we can build. They've been about the Industrial Revolution. They've been about, what resources, Earth resources we can use, and what we can build, and build higher buildings and build bigger cities and build, build, build. Well, we're moving into air. We are, and fire and air, time of Pluto in Aquarius. Fire was more warlike as well, more assertive, more aggressive. Let's kind of argue with each other and fight while Pluto was in Aquarius, and firing up the ideas as well, though. Now we're going to be in air. Great mutation of air, Pluto in Aquarius for 20 years. The innovation and technology, technological advances is going to be off the charts. But as I said as well, Aquarius is really about groups and collectives. We're starting to see the rise of unions again, finally. But we're also seeing the opposite as we shift with the clampdown on these things. I think we are going to move away from this, being ruled by corporations and money, which is all very earthy, into the area of ideas and new innovations that are cleaner, less involved with raping the earth kind of thing. That's my hope. All right, so. And then I'm going to look at some aspects, by the way, in a minute. So other things we might get. I think we're fighting for our very existence. And we can't ignore the fact that we're also in the precession of the ages. I happen to think we're in the age of Aquarius now, but like all things, when we first move into it, we're in that chaotic stage of getting away with the old and doing away with the new. And we are moving into the future. And how can we create this better, cleaner, Aquarian, more inventive, more innovative, more revolutionary future? All right, and it's going to emerge over the next few years of Pluto in Aquarius. We are going to have some revolution of some kind, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean the revolutions like we had while we were under the fire and earth great mutations, particularly the fire when we first moved into Pluto in Aquarius last time. We came in under the age of fire because the last fire was 1821. In fact, we were fully in fire. Oh, what am I talking about? Okay. So we were fully in the great mutation of fire. So we had fire and air, which is more combative. Yes, lots of innovation and ideas, but it was also the more combative kind of energy. Yeah, I'm not going to re-record. I'm going to apologize for say, but I still my point about we moved after Pluto in Aquarius into the great mutation of Earth fully in 1842, which we were under in all that time, is changing. We are in air now, and will be for this whole 20 years. Okay. Because the next Pluto Saturn, Saturn Jupiter conjunction is also going to be in air, and they will be for 200 years, for all our lives. Okay, so we're in air, innovation, probably more, much more clean technology. I have great hope for something like nuclear fission technology for clean energy, clean power being innovated. There's always going to be the resistance against it. So we have to look at the shadow of Aquarius too. And the shadow of Aquarius can be quite cranky, quite dogmatic, quite sure it's right. People are kind of going to go, no, I'm right. No, I'm right. And so on and so forth. Okay. So we're still going to have play problems plaguing, but I do have quite good hope. But I'm going to say, yes. We do not know, but we are in double Aquarius, if you like. We had that great mutation on December the 21st, 2020, at zero Aquarius, and now Pluto is moving to zero Aquarius, and we're going to have this double Aquarius energy for 20 years, or for another 18. And so it's going to be quite the journey. So let me talk about some of the aspects. The big, I want to talk about why Pluto in Capricorn has been so challenging. We had Pluto moved into Capricorn. I've talked about the energies that were brought about in 2008. Between 2012 and 2015, we had seven Uranus Pluto squares, kind of shifting us into this new time. Pluto digging up what was wrong with Capricorn, Uranus in Aries bringing radical change to who we are and what our identity is. And that was a very discordant period and led to, big changes in 2016 here in the US, particularly. Then we had the Great Conjunction. On January the 12th, 2020. And that was the great conjunction of Saturn and Pluto with Ceres, the Sun, Mercury, and Chariclo, Centaur Chariclo, all at 22, 23, 24 degrees Capricorn. We all know that launched the pandemic. And it's launched like these big polarities amongst all kinds of people. I'm not going to go into detail. You know what the polarities are at the moment. We're still kind of sifting that out, but I will kind of mention a little bit. There's the Christian far right. There's the real anarchist tanky left. There's war started. There's arguments about whether it was a lab leak or whether it was a wet market or whether it was a deliberate leak. Then there's arguments over science and vaccines and medicine and those that are rejecting it. It's just kind of the Pluto has revealed these polarities in all our structures of life, and really that kind of went to the extreme since that big conjunction that launched the pandemic in January of 2020. But also in 2020 and 21, we had Pluto squaring Eris five times. And Eris is the disruptor, the shit stirrer. She's the one that reveals the artifice and what's going on behind the picket fence. And, we've had so much corruption being revealed and still being revealed in all our leaders and our institutions and holes in our institutions as well. How people were just basically able to take the piss out of the common people. Common people is very Aquarius, by the way. By our leaders, you know, Boris Johnson having his parties in the UK, you know, Trump finding all these holes in the Constitution here in the US. And, you know, I'm not just picking on those two leaders, those Geminis, but we see it everywhere. We really see it everywhere. Kind of people in power, you know, there's the CEOs taking their billion-dollar payouts whilst leaving the common people in dregs, you know, in corporations. And equality, income inequality has got bigger and bigger during this period. Anyway, you kind of see all that. And then we've got the climate as well. The climate crisis has just exploded since Pluto went into Aquarius, and now it shows how our institutions have are destroying the earth and that we are destroying the earth. So Pluto reveals basically, and Eris also kind of rips the band-aid off, and Uranus and Pluto will cause the big disruption. So let's look ahead. So I've talked about the fact we'll be in air and air, but one big thing we have is Haumea. Haumea is a newly discovered dwarf planet, and we still don't know a lot about her. So what I'm going to say is kind of guesswork, and based on the brief research we have since Haumea's discovery, which incidentally she was discovered, I'm not sure of the date, but during Pluto and Aquarius. I mean, during Pluto in Capricorn. She was one of the newly discovered dwarf planets, and named after the Hawaiian creation goddess, who was the mother of Pele. She was pure creation. She was like Nyx. She is chaos. And Pluto has been in Libra. Sorry, Haumea has been in Libra for all the time, pretty much, that Pluto has been in Capricorn. So they've been in this ongoing square. Ish by sign. But Haumea moved into Scorpio recently, and she is going to dip back into Libra this year, but she is going to fully move into the sign of Scorpio later this year. And Scorpio is a fixed sign, and Pluto is moving into Aquarius, which is a fixed sign. And these fixed signs are about making things manifest. This is about creating something out of the chaos. Cardinal signs, which is where we've had Pluto and where we've had Haumea, initiate change. And now they're moving into fixed signs. And between now and 2028, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 squares between Pluto and Haumea, all at the beginning degrees of Aquarius and Scorpio. Fixed signs. Haumea is in Scorpio, which is the sign of fertility and fecundity, and also kind of really getting very rooted. It's kind of the root chakra. Oh my goodness, it's snowing again. Anyway, here in Utah. And so this is like between April the 8th, 2024 is the first exact square, but really they're in square for a long time. So I am, or am I missing a page maybe? Anyway, I think we maybe have more. I'm just gonna, 2028, 2030, whatever. We have at least 10 exact squares. April the 8th, 2024, March 20th, 2024, August the 19th, 2024, March 4th, 25, September the 9th, 25, February the 17th, 2026, September the 30th, 2026, February the 1st, 2027, October the 24th, 27, and January the 13th, 2028. They're going to keep squaring off. Squares are said to be challenging, and yes, they are challenging, but they also exert change. Squares force kind of change. They're a tense aspect. Then Aquarius and Scorpio, it's kind of like coming at each other to rebirth their new paradigm. Okay. So this ongoing square is going to be interesting. I've read that Haumea is thought to be very Plutonic in nature, but without the destruction. So we're getting Pluto, kind of the transformation agent, the shit excavator, this the destroyer, revealing what's wrong, and Haumea saying here is what we can birth in the sign of fertility and fecundity, Scorpio. So this square kind of gives me hope. That doesn't mean it's not going to be tense for the next few years, but it's all going to culminate really in 2028. And 2028, Saturn moves into the sign of Taurus. Okay. And so, you know, he's there every 29 years, every 28 to 29 years is in the sign of Taurus. But we get this fixed square going on. We get Saturn squaring Pluto. Incidentally, we also have Chiron in Taurus at that point. And Taurus is the sign associated with the material world, with manifestation. It's Venus ruled. It's about creation on the earth. It's about earth changes. Often things in Taurus bring earthquakes and things. And so we're going to get Chiron and Saturn together in Taurus, making these ongoing oppositions to Haumea in Scorpio and to Pluto in Aquarius. So we're going to have this fixed T square. And it's kind of going to all be around the nodes of the USA. So for those of us in the USA, 2028 is going to be a massive, massive year of collective change in some way. And it will continue really into 2029 when Pluto finishes this, and into 2030 when Pluto finishes squares to Chiron, the shaman, at 12 Aquarius, 12 Taurus. So Chiron is the key to healing, in my opinion. He is kind of the shaman. He is bringing in these collective global changes. And I kind of really think, you know, we're kind of going to see birthing a lot of new energy. A lot of it has the potential to heal the actual earth or heal the environment we live in. I am hopeful for the clean energy and so on, but it's still going to be a ride. You know, Aquarius has its shadow, and Pluto's going to excavate Aquarius's shadow for sure, in many, many ways. So don't, you know, there's kind of two schools of thought. You know, people are fearing the rise of AI that we're always seeing, whereas some of it's going to be for good. I think there's going to be, you know, some of this technology that's coming will be used for good, some for less good. It's Aquarius is very much the kind of is very much the egalitarian side and things. But it could also be the rise of kind of cyborgs and control freaks as well. So, you know, I'm not going to say either way. I think we do not know at all. It's alien to us. This time is alien. We're going to discover it as it's coming in. But as a personal level, we're moving into this double Aquarius age. We're still under that Saturn, Jupiter-Saturn conjunction that happened on the solstice 2020 that has been seeing some of this coming already. And so, what we've got coming, there's going to be good, there's going to be bad. It's going to re Pluto's probably going to reveal the worst. And Haumea gives me hope that we can really birth something new. I do have one date for you to kind of look forward to, though. On December the 7th and 8th, exactly, we actually have Pluto at that 0 degree, so 2024. After Pluto finally moves into Aquarius, we actually have Venus and Ceres conjunct Pluto at 0 degrees of Aquarius. And they are the three players in the Demeter Persephone myth. They are the Great Mother, and that's Ceres, who I actually believe to be the sixth personal planet, Earth being one, and Saturn being the seventh, not the sixth. And Venus, which could be said to be Persephone Venus, if you do my Venus Retrograde Heroines Journey class starting in July, you'll know that Venus is the higher incarnation of Earth. It's what we attain to. It's kind of our Eden, if you like. It's what we aim to become. It doesn't mean we are it. It's what we aim to become. It's kind of that lost Eden, that lost innocence. And there's Pluto, or Hades, who was the abductor of Venus, who took Cory Persephone into the underworld. But the three ended up with a resolution. Okay. And we're seeing this. Well, I'm hoping we have some coming together, some resolution when Pluto moves into Aquarius, and the three of those meet at that zero Aquarius point, with Venus being manifestation, our values, and what we desire to create, and Ceres being what nourishes us and what feeds us. So I really do, have some kind of hope that the squares with Haumea, Chiron and Saturn coming in 2028, and that conjunction at the end of 2024 are going to bring a change for the better, and that basically humanity's going to survive. Because I've got kids and I wonder why I brought them into the world sometimes, because with the way we're going. But I actually do have hope. So I hope I've given you hope too. And that was quite long, and thank you for listening, and I hope you'll subscribe to my channel.